Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master with the first edition of Scuba Radio for 2015 today. We got a lot to cover, a lot of craziness going on as usual, but we're going to kick it off right. We got to kick off 2015 the best way possible, and that is diving. And I have my friend Dennis on the line with us right now, who just got back from diving in Key Largo. And Dennis, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Greg. Thank you.
And Happy New Year to you, I should say.
And same to you and the rest of the crew.
Yeah. Now, so you were down in the Keys kicking off the new year correctly. Is that right? Is that a fair assessment? Was that the goal?
That was the goal. I needed to get a little break. It's starting to get cold up here in Minnesota. It's time to head down south to Florida, where the diving's much better.
That's right. So you went down to Florida City. That was your base of operations, where you stay in the hotel, and then you just drove down to Key Largo, like 20-minute drive down US 1, and hopped in the water and just had a, well, I don't know, tell us what you saw.
Well, it was the plan was to do wreck dives on both days. We had scheduled a trip out to the Duane and the Bibb the first day, and a double dip on the Spiegel Grove the second. And I was just impressed. The first day we had a lot of current on the wreck. We had to follow the line the whole way down. We felt like flags in the breeze on the way back up, and our arms were sore. But nice. The wreck itself was gorgeous. I mean, down in the Bibb, it's laying on its side, and so as you're swimming along, we saw a nurse shark come around the bow. Swimming back to the line, it was a very large Goliath grouper just hanging around right at the sand.
Cool.
You know, just very, very good for visibility. It was at least 80, if not 100 plus feet.
All right, so the currents were a little rough, but the vis was good.
Yes, the Gulf Stream was coming in close and bringing us some of that clear water, but with it, you had to have strong forearms.
Forearms, and that was just holding on to the descent line or the anchor line when you're coming back to the surface?
That's right, what you're talking? And the tag line to try to get back onto the boat. It was really, you know, a challenge trying to hold on to that line, get your fins off, and pull yourself up without getting banged up against the boat.
All right, so you got a little workout in the whole experience, which is, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all.
Yeah. So you got down there, you had great viz, saw some cool critters, and that was on the Duane.
That was on the Bibb, actually.
Oh, that was on the Bibb. Did you do the Duane too, or no?
We didn't. They decided that because the current had picked up quite a bit between the first dive there, that they decided to head over to Molasses instead, where it was a little bit more manageable. So we had a really nice, wound up getting a nice reef dive out of it, too.
Yeah. Now, what about lobsters? Did you see any lobsters hanging around, making faces at you, or what?
I saw one looking for you, Greg.
Yeah.
The second day, we went down in the Spiegel Grove, and there was one hanging out inside of one of the cranes. Mm-hmm. As we dropped in on the wreck, as soon as you swam around the where we tied in, there was a large green moray, and as you went around a little bit farther, you could see the antenna of a lobster sticking out of another little crevice on that crane mount.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. All right.
Yes.
So how many dives did you get in? You were only down there for a couple days, right?
Yep. Only went down for 2 days, got 4 dives in. Nice opportunity to get out.
Yeah, nice opportunity to get wet, start the new year off correctly. And so those 2 dives, what were the other 2 then, if you did 4?
Well, we did the Bibb on the first dive, followed by a reef dive on Molasses.
Okay.
And then the second day we did 2 dives on the Spiegel Grove back to back. So, I mean, it was great. We were, you know, down 90 feet plus on the Grove, a lot of swim throughs, a lot of nice stuff to see. I guess in between the two dives, we were already up on the boat, but the second group to come up off the Spiegel Grove actually had a whale shark go by at about 50 feet.
Get out! Are you kidding me?
We were like, nope, video or it didn't happen. They said, no, we didn't have a camera, but there was like three, four people, and they all confirmed it. And our boat captain said, you know, I thought we just had a pod of dolphins or something go by, because he saw fins at the surface, but they were too far apart to be one animal, so that's why he thought it was just a couple dolphins. So it was confirmed. I didn't see it, so it didn't happen, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's one of those type of deals. Oh, you should have been here 5 minutes ago. Oh, we had whale sharks, we had manta rays, hammerheads. Yeah, it happens. But no, that it sounds like it was a legitimate sighting there.
It was.
Yeah. So, well, it sounded like at least the other folks had quite a memorable dive to kick off 2015. Now, what about the water temp and the visibility on the Spiegel Grove?
The Spiegel was in excess of 100 feet. It was just absolutely gorgeous. Water temps were 73. I know for you Florida folks, that's probably below your limits.
Well, you know, that's like diving in the springs, like at Jenny Springs. It's, you know, 73, 74 year-round. So that's not, you know, unbearable. That's about a 30-minute dive for a warm water wuss like myself, being a Florida guy here. But, you know, I could do that. I would do that in a 3 mil for the first dive, and then the second dive I'd have to put on more layers or get one of those heated rash guards or something at least. That, at least for me, bare minimum. Otherwise, it's going to be a one-dive day for me. But what were you diving? What did you wear on this in 72?
Well, I was in a 1 mil one piece. My dive buddy was in a rash guard and a pair of board shorts.
Uh-huh.
And I could tell all the Florida divers on the boats because they all had dry suits.
Yes, of course they did, right.
It's 85 degrees in the sun.
Yeah.
And the dive master's huddled up in a jacket, you know, as we're riding out to the site. I don't understand you Florida people. You've got the beautiful weather and you treat it like it's Arctic coming in.
Well, wait a minute. 85 degrees, it's sunny, but maybe there was a breeze. So you got windshield.
Make
it feel like it's like 80, maybe, or just under 80. And if the water temp is 70, I don't know, 73, that's not really warm water. Come on, Dennis, even for you,
That
feels a little chilly. Yeah, it's refreshing at first if it's warm topside, but if the clouds go away, even for a cold water diver like yourself, you got to admit, come on. Admit to me that you'd get a little bit chilled after about 20 minutes. No?
No, not at all.
Okay,
it was great. Two dives back to back, and I was comfortable.
I'm trying to make myself sound more manly. It's just not working. As usual.
No. Your blood's thinned out too much from living in Orlando.
Yes, but you would prefer at least that temperature or higher when if you had the choice, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah. Let's be honest. Yeah, it's all about comfort, but it certainly was very enjoyable compared to the 30-some degree water we have up here now. That's just not even fun.
Yeah. Now, what are you going to do now? Are you back diving Lake Minnetonka or something or what?
No. I think we're making plans for spring break and bring the kids with this time and get a couple of more dives into Key Largo again with them. So we're making plans for the end of March.
Yeah, and you're liking Key Largo because it's easy to get to. You can drive down there you flew down. So I don't know. Is it just because it's easy and you don't have to go out of the country kind of thing? That's why you're picking those locations?
Exactly. It's so easy with the family to travel. We can go into, stay in Homestead or Florida City. The hotels are very reasonable there. 20-minute drive to the Keys and you can be at the dock. All the conveniences you need there. You don't have to worry about passports and international travel and all of that mess. And I put the dive sites in Key Largo up against almost anything. I mean, you and I, we've done the Turks and Caicos, and I have to admit that was some very impressive diving.
Yeah.
But Key Largo, the dive in those wrecks and dive in the reefs, I'd put that a close second.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a great dive area for sure. I mean, all up and down the Florida Keys for sure.
And it's so diverse.
Easy. It's very diverse, absolutely, and but it's easy to access. Like you said, you don't have to go out of the country. You know, for us, we're based in Orlando. We can just drive down there for a few hours, and sometimes it's easy to overlook those places that are closer because they seem less exotic, and maybe that's one of the New Year's resolutions I need to make is to not forget those places that are right here in our backyard and go take advantage of them just like Dennis did. So you'd give it two fins up for diving down there in the Keys during the holidays. And by the way, what about the crowds? Did you feel like a tourist trapped in a little sardine can because there were so many people? Or was
no Not at all. The boats, I mean, it was a normal load for the boat. We weren't packed. I think we've been on Captain Slate's boat together where there was far more people in there where, you know, you're getting out of the water and they're switching your tank out because you're so crowded on the decks. It wasn't like that at all.
Yeah.
It was very convenient. Traffic was not bad in the mornings as we would drive into the Keys for 8 o'clock in the morning to meet an 8:30 boat. That was fine. But coming out in the afternoon, the traffic coming into the Keys, you know, heading through Key Largo to Key West, it was bumper to bumper.
Yeah.
So,
well, you got to take that into account and just plan accordingly, as you would as a scuba diver doing a dive adventure like that. All right, Dennis from Minnesota telling us what to do for 2015. We got much, much more where that came from coming up next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Thanks, Dennis.
You got it, Craig. Let's go diving again soon.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, I'm Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center in Key Largo, Florida, and you're listening to my good buddy and dive pal, Greg the Dive Master, from the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it too, Captain Slate. And we're going to get down there and do some diving with him very, very soon. That's actually one of my resolutions for 2015, to do some more diving closer to home, which would be the Florida Keys, right down there with Captain Slate. He's down there in Tavernier, Isla Mirada area now. So we're going to make that happen here soon. Look, we got a full crew in the studio today. A lot of stuff to cover. Bill, the producer here, obviously. Say.
Why wouldn't I be here?
Well,
where would I be except for right here where I belong, Greg?
Yeah.
You know where I would be? I would be someplace where the
more
air
productive.
Is breathable. Jesus H.
Well, it is kind of warm. Go ahead.
No, it's not that it's warm. It is stench-ridden.
Well, that's true. I was going to say, Bubble Boy, can
A
you hit the secondary
than
fan?
Than usual.
Because we got, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa.
I'm making bubbles already, Greg.
Walked in with the crew. Yes, oh. Turn on the secondary air ventilation there.
Hello.
Yeah. You know, Santa, it's the holidays are over. You know, I thought maybe we would see him last week, but we didn't, thank goodness. And I thought that was it. But here we are, first show of 2015. Scuba Radio Drunken Santa walks into the studio with the rest of the crew.
That's a walk? What he was doing was a walk?
Hey,
okay, maybe
hello?
What
hello?
Are you doing? Yeah, yeah.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to
happy
you.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Obviously, you're still hungover.
Happy New Year, Santa.
I don't think this is hungover. This doesn't sound hungover to me.
It just sounds like typical,
still drunk,
doesn't it?
Still drunk. Yeah, it's not the
maybe
same as hungover.
Maybe a little constipated.
True, true. Now, I will
I don't
say,
know if he's constipated because there's some of what would have been constipated on his pants.
Hey, what are we going diving?
Well, that's something we're going to talk about.
Diving? Going down.
You know, Dennis was just telling us about diving down there in Key Largo. And it looks like, you know, I don't know, maybe this is the reason why Bubble Boy let you into the broadcastoplex today.
It's because he forgot we have security protocols.
Jimmy is my close personal friend.
That's right, Greg.
And
he
never lets me down. Ever. Yeah.
But you have like
ever.
What is this assistant you have? Is this like a healthcare worker?
I found a lovely young lady.
Yeah.
And her name is Jill.
Jill, welcome to Scuba Radio.
And I think she
has no sense of smell, is what I think. I think she is.
Bill,
she is a.
Please, please let me talk.
Yeah,
let me talk, Bill. One at a time.
Do you have to?
Did you learn that in broadcast school?
What's that? To talk.
Listen to me, seriously. Mm. Jill said she would like to be a Scuba Radio mermaid.
A mermaid. Jill.
I want to be a mermaid.
You want to be a mermaid. Okay. Well, you know, we can make that happen. We are mermaid. Here to make dreams come true.
Oh, good.
you don't have any mermaid Jills yet, right?
Why does Jill sound like she's scared to death?
I don't know. She's scared to death. For people that can't see her, I think they believe that Drunken Santa brought an 8-year-old girl into the studio with him today. For those of us who can see her, I would say that's not the case.
Okay. Yes. Well, yeah. She has the capability to be a scuba diver from the looks of her.
I'd say she has the capabilities to be a mermaid.
Let me just say she has all the right equipment.
Okay.
She definitely doesn't look 8 years old, Craig.
Yeah. I don't think.
Nice tail.
You have a nice tail?
Amen to that.
Okay, all right.
And that's why I let him in, Greg.
Nonsense.
Well, there we are.
All right, so you have
that's
the good
making
and
a lot
the bad,
more sense
the
now.
And the yang. And we have that happening. All right, so.
Where's the costume?
They're right behind you there, Drunken Santa. Actually, don't touch them.
Don't touch anything.
You know, we'll. I don't know. We'll have to see if we can work this out for Jill and make it happen for
her. I found a puppet.
Now, Jill, though, I mean, you want to be a mermaid, but really, do you want to learn how to dive? That's what you want to do first, don't you? You want to learn how to scuba?
Yeah, I need to learn how to swim.
Okay.
One step at a time, honey.
Baby kicks or something, or, you know. All right. So you gotta
maybe
she
just needs
first.
To be able to stand outside in the rain first. So we'll start with standing outside in the rain,
right.
And then we'll move to swimming.
I like where you're going there, Bill.
Okay. Well, maybe
Bill's talking about a wet T-shirt contest.
I don't think that's
exactly what I had in mind, but okay.
No more calls. We have a winner.
Oh, brother. Well, I mean, maybe we
no
start.
No more calls. 888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-
American Santa. It's 888-888-SCUBA.
You know the numbers.
Yeah, I do.
No more calls.
No okay. Oh, brother. You know, here I thought we were going to have our first official show of the new year, and it's more of like a holiday nonsense again. But, you know, we do got some stuff to focus on today, guys. And maybe we
that
can,
is absolutely true.
Maybe we'll use Jill.
You go ahead.
And suck her into this whole thing as well. Because it just so happens, my New Year's resolution is to do some more dive instruction, to teach more, to share the joy of diving as a dive instructor, even though, you know, I go by Greg the Dive Master because it's more impressive to the chicks. And that does impress you, right? Right, Jill? Just say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Okay.
Greggy, you are so right.
Not quite the same there, Bill. Not just,
Kelly?
It's not working.
Where's Kelly?
She's not here.
You said it. You said it.
Oh, brother. This
Where's
really
Jacqueline Bisset when you need her?
We don't need her. Trust me, we don't need her. But anyway, the thing is, I am a dive instructor, and my New Year's resolution is to do some more teaching this year, to bring more people into our little club of scuba divers, and maybe we can do this with Jill. Maybe we got to start with baby steps with her. Are you serious? You don't know how to swim, Jill, or were you joking? Do you not really know how to swim? Or are you just saying that? Right?
I was just joking.
You know how to swim. So, okay, she
has many fish-like characteristics. She drinks like one.
Okay, well, that's a start, too. You know, we're looking for all that commonality to kind of bring us into the club. But is it something you've always wanted to do, Jill? Have you always wanted to scuba?
I've always wanted to scuba and open my eyes underwater.
Open your eyes underwater. Well, we can make that happen. You put a dive mask on, put her in some fins and a snorkel and nothing else, and we throw her in the water, and she's good to
go. We can make something happen right now. There's a sink in the bathroom here at the Overboard Entertainment Complex. We can just... Drunken Santa, you pry her eyes open, and we'll just stick her head in the sink.
Well, just head out back. Let's start with the hose. And
okay.
Just
all
hose
right,
her
there
down.
We go. All right.
Actually,
and
I stepped over
actually,
a puddle.
Actually, if we're hosing
earlier.
Things down, can we start with Santa?
Good point.
In your dreams, Bill. In your dreams.
Santa in a wet t-shirt right. contest is really...
That's a nightmare. That's not a dream. That's a nightmare. All right, well, we'll go
That's
through.
Not a candy cane in my pocket.
Maybe we'll answer.
I'm just happy to be here.
Oh, brother. All right, well, I apologize. A little too late, but we'll continue to do that throughout the show today. I have a feeling. Stick around. More coming up on the World's First Radio Show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy. Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa in the studio with us today, unfortunately. However, he brought an assistant, Jill, who is interested in learning how to dive. So I guess that offsets some of the negatives that he brings in, you know, the baggage.
It does.
I'm right here. I can hear you.
Oh. Well, I meant that
I don't
in a good
think,
way.
I don't think Not you right. understand.
What do you mean?
How many negatives there are to offset?
Well, I mean, Jill seems like a nice young woman, and the fact that she wants to scuba dive, she scored some points with me right there.
Okay.
I mean, that's what we want to do. We want to share the love of diving. It seems like she has some interest, and has this been an interest that you've had for a long time there, Jill, and this is just something you're maybe ready to mark off the list for 2015 for
Absolutely.
Yourself?
Absolutely. The first time I put on one of those really, what are they called, the suits that are real tight and...
The like, wetsuit that
yeah,
takes off like 10 pounds?
The, yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. And ever since I put one of those on and I wore it out to the bar, it was like, I should be a scuba diver. Because
okay.
I got a lot of compliments.
So you've already wore a wetsuit out to a bar. I'm starting to like this girl more and more.
Now,
it's impressive.
There must have been a reason why you wore a wetsuit out to a bar. Was it?
It's like
was it Wetsuit Tuesday?
There, it's
Wetsuit
like
Wednesday.
All a wetsuit is isn't all a wetsuit is for women. A full body version of Spanx or something like that. Is that how that works, Jill?
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah,
okay.
See?
So the next question, Jill, is
I
do you like full
skinny.
Body Spanx?
Don't ask me how I know this.
Who needs to get spanked?
Bubble Boy, you're up.
I can tell you what.
What?
I don't know. I wear my wetsuit to bars because Greg's always saying how you can pee in them and nobody knows. So I never have to leave the bar.
This is true.
That explains why I wore one to the studio today, obviously.
That's right.
Yeah. I wondered what that mess was I had to clean up from last week's debacle. All right. Well, we're going to delve into what it takes to become a diver with Jill. And we got some other cool things to talk about. How about tank rum? Rum for divers. We got an update for you on that and much, much more coming up. Stay close.
This
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 189. Take it from me.
Easy, Cuddles.
Cuttlefish do not like to be cuddled.
Welcome to another edition of To Catch a Predator.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What do you have for us today, Nick?
A question, Greg.
Ask away.
What do you think of when I say dry diving?
Dry suits.
That's a logical answer. What about when I say frigid temperatures, howling winds, ice, and snow?
I say, I'll see you next summer.
That's what most folks think when winter comes around. But I say there are lots of ways you can stay involved in diving, even if you have no desire to get wet. And I'd say that each of these ways offers a benefit to you as a diver.
Okay, I'm curious.
Winter, which is the off-season for most of us not lucky enough to live in your neck of the woods, is a great time to catch up or increase diving knowledge.
You mean like finally getting to that stack of magazines that I've been wanting to read?
Exactly. Or that list of dive books that caught your interest. Or those videos you've been wanting to watch.
You mean like all those online videos Dan offers?
Aren't you nice?
Well, they're great. And those, along with all the others that are out there, will definitely keep you busy.
And each one is chock full of information and can contribute to increasing your dive knowledge.
What if you actually feel like leaving the house and braving the elements?
How about taking a continuing education course? Not all of them involve diving. And you can learn first aid with a Dan course, or you can care for your gear with an equipment maintenance course.
You could also take care of your gear by getting its annual service done, couldn't you?
Sure. Avoid the rush and get it up and ready to go.
You know, as a doctor talking about the off season, I'm surprised you haven't pulled the fitness card and advised us to get to the gym.
I hate to be so obvious,
but you believe so deeply in the connection between fitness and diving.
It's not so much my belief as it is science. Being fit is just a good thing to be.
So get started on a fitness program.
The sooner the better.
How about staying in touch with other divers?
Winter doesn't have to mean the end of the social aspect we all enjoy so much. Off-season offers a great chance for dive clubs to shine. Use the time to get together and maybe even work on off-season goals together. Encourage each other on the fitness side or take some continuing education classes together. Plan some special events like maybe a fundraiser that benefits an organization that is important to your club. Just being around other divers can keep you active in the sport until the season rolls around again.
And what if you just have to get in the water?
Take a refresher course or grab a buddy and head to the pool to practice. Keeping your skills sharp or practicing skills you don't often use is never a waste of time.
Or you could always book that midwinter trip to a tropical location.
Now that's a great tip. No question about it.
There are lots of ways for divers to stay active, even if it's not the perfect time of a year to get wet. Use the off-season to take care of the things that often get pushed aside in warmer weather, and you'll be surprised at how much they can contribute to making you a better and safer diver. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master, in the studio, Bill, the producer, Bubble Boy, also Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, and his assistant, Jill. I guess assistant. I don't know. How did you guys exactly...
She's been upgraded.
Wait, what was that? She's been upgraded?
Upgraded to... Is that a paid position?
What, elf? Is she like a Scuba Radio Drunken Santa elf? I don't know how you guys... I thought she was just like helping you out or something. And
you know what? The stench that Drunken Santa creates is not something you can do by yourself.
What do you think? Sure, there's a little practice and there's perseverance.
There's a variety of pee on his clothes. It's okay. Not just his.
Stop it.
Yeah, stop it. We don't need that. But here's something.
Stop it, Bill.
Drunken Santa, this is actually something that you will appreciate because, you know, a couple weeks ago, we had this lady, Brooke, on the phone. And actually, we got her on right now. Brooke, are you with me? Talk to me.
I am. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how are you again?
Good.
So there you go. So Brooke is with us. She is from a company called Tank Rum, which is a rum that is hopefully going to launch here soon for, well, the divers will really be able to appreciate because of the unique scuba tank packaging that you've created. Right, Brooke?
Yep, that's right. The bottle looks like a mini scuba tank.
A mini scuba. What do you think, Drunken Santa? Is this something that would be right up your alley?
Yeah, that looks really cool. Where can I get some of those?
Well, tankrum.com, and it's a fundable project going on right now. And you're doing pretty good. It looks like you guys are on track to reach your goal if things keep going the way they are. You think, Brooke, or what?
Yeah, we're off to a great start. We're about 20% funded, and that was through the holidays. So I think January we're going to do a good push, and hopefully we'll make it to our goal by mid-February.
All right, so just so I totally understand, this, although it looks like a scuba tank, this is not something you should dive with as a secondary source of oxygen. Am I right?
Probably not the best idea.
Not if you're planning to go underwater. Now, if you're planning to dive at the local dive bar, hey, you know, this might be something to consider. Bubble boy.
Yeah, the cocktails come after the diving.
Right.
Well, yes. Brooke, does it come in 100 liters or?
100 liters? Like 750 milliliters.
Yeah, 750 milliliters. Okay. We don't, yeah.
You can't get a full-size tank?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, could be maybe the next fundable campaign after they get this first one done. They can come up with a, you know.
I kind of like
80,
the
80.
An extra large version.
Yeah, exactly.
I like the
80s and 100s.
Yeah. I like the, what looks like a regulator at the top.
Yeah. Well, that's just, I don't know, what is, that's just the pour spout of the design, right, Brooke?
Yeah, it has a cork at the top, so that the top is just the same design as a scuba tank, and then it pulls straight out with the cork.
Yeah. So, you know, this is high-end rum stuff, so it's really the design, though. I mean, this is what's cool about it is you could drink the rum and then set it out on your desk at the office and kind of show your love for diving because it's a very attractive packaging type.
I mean, I understand here at the radio studio, it's okay to just leave liquor out on your desk. I'm not sure if that's okay in all work environments.
No, as long as it's bungeed in.
Yeah, that's right. Don't leave your tank unbungeed so it tips over like a scuba tank drunk. I can't believe he knows this. That's pretty impressive, actually.
Or somebody might steal it.
Yeah, well, true.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
For him, it's security.
Yeah.
I love my rum, 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 rum. Oh, give me some more tank rum,
get him away from the mic. Really?
Your pants are
Brooke, I apologize, but just so you know, will you be quiet?
The smell.
The Drunken Santa is just this guy who's passed out in front of our studio every year, and at this time of year, we have a tendency to let him in just out of the goodness of our heart. You know, it's the holidays and stuff, so I apologize, okay, Brooke? But I figured anybody could appreciate what you're trying to do with this new tank rum, it would be you and him. I mean, I know he could appreciate it. And by the way, what kind of feedback are you?
God bless.
Yes. Okay. What kind of feedback are you getting from your from the diving community as a whole so far? Anyway, what are some of the initial, you know, comments you've been getting from folks that are seeing what you're trying to do?
It's actually been really fun to get comments from people that we don't know. We've had people, you know, friends and family who have seen us do the development over time and they know what we've been working on, but it's really fun to see people's faces when they see the bottle right off the bat for the first time and it connects. Like divers are out on the boat during the day, they come back and they have a drink at night, and so the bottle just makes sense to people, and it's really fun to see their eyes light up.
Absolutely. Well, you know, as we have learned over the years of doing this show, that divers have a tendency to drink like fish. So I definitely saw a connection with having our own kind of private label rum, so to speak, for the diving community. And I think this could be a fun little thing to see happen here for the future. And divers would appreciate that. Now, the recipe of the rum is going to be a white rum, correct? For tank
correct.
Rum? So,
yep.
And actually, one of the fundable backing prizes that are available, if you fund at a certain level, you can be a rum consultant. Is that the deal? Did I read this correctly or what?
Yeah, an advisor to our company. So we're looking for people who are entrepreneurial, want to get into the business, whether they have connections to distilleries or restaurants or different parts of the world. We're really interested in talking to all different types of people.
Now, what if they just drink a lot? You know, like Drunken Santa here. Are those the kind of consultants you're looking for as well? People that are like connoisseurs of, you know, rum?
I could be the president.
He's a connoisseur.
It would be great to talk to those people. I'm not sure they would be the best advisor for us.
You're not totally...
We'll talk compensation later.
Sounds good.
Yes. Okay. Maybe. All right. Well, Brooke, we wish you the best with it. Once again, if you go to tankrum.com, you can find the fundable campaign and get more information right there and become a backer of this cool project coming soon to a bar near you.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We should probably sign up for the scuba boat as soon as we get there because I hear it fills up really quick.
Don't you ever feel like we've been on this vacation before? Scuba diving, and we did that in Bali and Costa Rica and Hawaii.
Maybe this is Fiji. We've never been to Fiji. So it's like that's a whole different island, and the resort there is beautiful, and you know the scuba diving there is going to be totally different because it's different water, different fish. It's going to be really good.
You're
I'm excited.
It's going to be amazing.
Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm really excited.
I am excited.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. You know, we got Bubble Boy in here, Bill the producer, Drunken Santa was with his assistant Jill, or healthcare provider, I think, might be more appropriate of what her role is. But you know what she's
your, my nurse.
She's your nurse, but she's interested in learning how to dive. And that's good, because my New Year's resolution, or at least one of them, is to do some more dive instruction in 2015. So maybe we'll take Jill into the water and teach her how to dive. We'll get into that in a little bit more here in hour two. However, just walked in was a good friend of our crew. Richie has not been on the show before, but this actually ties into another New Year's resolution I have for Scuba Radio as well, and that is to incorporate more musical stuff. Now, we have the Scuba Cowboy. We have these songs that he does that you hear us play on the show, and Richie plays guitar, and he has come into the studio here during the commercial break. Richie, how are you, buddy? Welcome.
Not bad at all. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Now Richie is like a world-class guitar player. And the you know, Scuba Cowboy plays, he plays guitar, he sings. You hear the songs that we play on the show that have a dive twist to them. And we're actually taking one of his songs, I Just Want to Dive, and we're doing a remix of it. I've been playing around with it during the holidays. And this is kind of some of the stuff that I hope to do more of here in 2015. Richie is going to help us out today. He brought his guitar in. And just to show what he can do, Richie, go ahead and crank that amp up. Let's just see what it sounds like. Let's see if we can make that work. There he goes. There, yeah. Nice. Okay. I like it. Okay, so the Scuba Cowboy, you know, he has this kind of cowboy western thing going on. We're going to mix that in with some of Richie's, like, Van Halen-esque type of guitar stuff. And who knows what kind of mashup we're going to create. But it's going to be to a level that we've never done on Scuba Radio before. And
it's finally a good show.
You think so? The more music and less talking, you'll be more happy. Is that
more
what you're saying?
Mayhem.
More mayhem. Music, mayhem, and, well, mermaids, if Jill will help us out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, okay, that could happen. Yes, Bill would like to comment on this.
Why did we go to all the trouble to get Richie in here and get him set up with all this guitar and stuff like that, and we spent 0 minutes trying to get Jill into a mermaid costume? What is wrong with this show?
Well, you are the producer, and there are the mermaid tails. So while Richie is jamming,
hop to it, Bill.
Grab one of the mermaid tails. Jill, are you game? What are you wearing? You want to put a mermaid tail on now and put it up on Facebook or your Instagram thing or whatever these kids are doing today? I don't know. What are they doing?
Yeah, sure.
All right, she's game. There you go.
I hit this at the right time, didn't I?
Papa likes.
Oh, brother. Yeah, well, we are dream makers here at Scuba Radio, and, you know, if she wants to be a mermaid, we can make that happen. Yeah, Bill's thumbing through the costumes as we speak here at the Broadcastoplex, and we'll see if we can make that dream come true.
Greg, tell Bill to put the traffic cones down.
Yeah, well, this is a cautionary tale for all that are listening, for sure. Richie, if you want to put on a tail, we have one for you as well.
Oh, God, no.
All right, yeah, but you'd have to get the one that Bubble Boy's already stretched out accordingly for the guys.
That's right. Proud of it.
But, yeah, so we'll make that happen. But, Richie, are you a diver? Is this something you ever wanted to do yourself, too,
Oddly
or no?
Oddly enough, it is a New Year's resolution for me as well.
It is?
Yes.
Okay, and you live in Florida, I mean...
Oh, yeah, grew up in Daytona Beach.
Okay, but you've never learned to dive, even though you live in Florida surrounded by water. You've never taken the hint that someone was saying, hey, dude...
No, I always stayed on top of the water on a surfboard.
Okay,
you're
a surfer guy.
I never ventured to go under.
All right, so doing like surfing over at New Smyrna Beach and that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, Ponce Inlet, New Smyrna, Daytona
Beach. Right, okay, but you've never actually jumped in the water. Well, you've done some snorkeling, surely.
Oh, yeah,
And that hasn't been enough to make you want to do that, huh?
No, exactly. Like I said, just the last few weeks, you start thinking about the new year and things you want to accomplish. And honestly, that was one of them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we can make this happen. And, you know, I mean, he's very musically talented. And that is something we're definitely lacking here at Scuba Radio, if you've heard any of the songs that I've done. So maybe we'll bring in some of his talent on guitar and use that. I'll kind of mash it up with, you know, the Scuba Cowboys country stuff. Give it a little bit of an edge. That's what I'm trying to do here, Richie. And I think you can... Yeah. It's happening. We can make this work. So I see this as a good... Oh, boy. way. You know, there's things that there's some things we can't seem to get rid of.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. You aren't sorry for anything. But I'm surprised you're bringing in some quality talent there, Drunken Santa.
Leave it to me.
Lady, and you knew Richie, too, before this as well?
I used to know Richie from his live band.
Is that
seeing
it?
Seeing him play all around town.
Well, you're drunk. You know everybody, I guess, is really how it works with how you roll, isn't it?
Richie's an ass kicker.
Okay. All right, I guess we need more of that, at least according to Drunken Santa. And you know what? I think I'm a part of this game as well. I kind of like the way this is sounding. All right, so as you can see, we got a crazy show going on today, but we'll try to get into what it takes to be a diver and much, much more coming up in hour two. Jerry the Diver Guy might even chime in as well, so that's all coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.